Bone Boy Speaks, episode 424, Bigger Than Football.
Not really a Valentine's Day story, but it warms the heart in any case. So last week, there was somebody who was marching in the Seahawks parade, which, of course, the Seahawks won the Super Bowl and not too long ago. And so they decided to have a parade through downtown Seattle. And, they definitely celebrated. But somebody was in the parade that was clearly a 49ers fan, and he was dressed up in red and gold and, of course, got, booze and stuff like that. But, that's you kind of expect that. But what happened next was somewhat unexpected. So of course the people that are 49ers fans in Seattle wanted to know, or even 49ers fans in California who heard about it were like, well, who is this person? We want to, we want to reward him for his courage, or, thank him for his courage and, give him, tickets to a Niners game when they play down in San Francisco. Well, they did. If turns out this person is really a 15-year-old who is a ward of Washington State and is living in shelters essentially, and was definitely in need of more than just some tickets to a 49ers game. So the community around, the community of 49ers fans, and I'm sure even some Seahawks fans did too, because the boy is from the the Pacific Northwest, and so that I guess his father or whatever was a 49ers fan, and that's why he was walking around in 49ers gear. But anyway, the community basically raised a bunch of money for him. Initially, it was started with the thought of essentially flying the kid down to the San Francisco and watch a 49ers game. Well, it turned into way more than that. In fact, as I say, once it got out what this boy's situation was, well, they've decided to they give him a lot more than that, and also maybe help some other kids in the process, because there's really a lot of there's a lot of homeless teens out there, and they're living in shelters, and they may or may not be in foster care. And actually, that was one of the things that they managed to get for this boy was some potential foster homes, which, and of course it's what can be done for this boy is fairly complicated by legalities and such. But, the long and the short of it is the community came, ultimately what was, something that was, unusual, I guess. I guess there are fans that, that march in different, the parade of their rivals. But, when you find out who it is and realize that there's way more to this story than meets the eye, it's amazing what, a bunch of football fans have essentially done, whether they're Seahawks or 49ers fans. It really doesn't matter. The point is that, they found out that there were some teens that needed help and are doing something about it, which I think is a great thing. And so, hopefully, this boy will get, we'll get a good foster home. The story about this kid sounds, it sounds like he's really trying in school and doing all the, doing all the right stuff to try and, to be a productive member of society. He just happens to have a situation where his, he's living in shelters. So it's kind of so obviously some family issues that are going on of some sort. But anyway, it's great to see Niner Waldo get, get more than a ticket to the Niners game. That's what the internet has dubbed this kid. And hopefully he gets what he needs. And as I say, it's great to see the community come together like that. It warms the heart, as it were.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.